We are learning Masechet Zuma adapted Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning at Tabra Amud in the middle of discussion about the Beis HaKnesses, the Shaila Zagabi Negoim, and the Shaila Zagabi Mezuzah. I just want to speak out before we start that yesterday we learned in the Gemara that a Beis Shar, Achsadr Amar Pesas, do not need a mezuzah. Tosfos in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph Amud Aleph asks a question that in Menachos, the Gemara says the opposite, that a Beis Shar needs a mezuzah. Beis Shar is like a foyer in front of a house. It needs a mezuzah, so it's a stira. So Tosfos says two mahalachim. Either the Teretz is that one's midrash and one's midrabbanon. And when we come out, the Beis Shar is chayiv, a mezuzah of only midrabbanon. The second Teretz is that there's a difference between a Beis Shar of a chsadra, or it means a Beis Shar of a porch, or a Beis Shar of a house. If a Beis Shar of a house is chayiv, and in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin lechum like both of these shitas. Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Vav, Siv Zayin says, Mar peses shi derech la'alis bar la'aliyos, o Beis Shar v'haginov paturim. V'im bayis psuch alecha me'elu, if the house is open to one of these things, then chayavim. V'yesh erim shi Beis Shar chayav fil ein bayis psuch loy, that means the din derabonon that Tosis brings down. Just to speak that out. Now let's go back to the Gemara. We're starting more on top. The Gemara was mechalak between krochim and kfarim, that a shul in a krach, in a big city, there's no negam, because not miyuchid. But kfarim, because you don't know who it belongs to, but kfarim, which is a little small, therefore a small little town, everyone knows who lives in the town, and therefore it's considered like privately owned, and therefore they are negaim on those houses. Very thing about Akasha, but the krochim ain't metam negam, you're telling me that in the big cities, there is no tumas negam. The nega happens on the shul there. There's no tumah. But Tanya learned the Braisa. It says in the Torah that kisevoyul eretz kanan asher b'nayisin lechem lachuzo nesati nega tzeras beveis eretz achuzaschem. And the Braisa darshins achuzaschem mitam benegam things that you own, houses that you own are mitam benegam. But in Yerushalayim mitam benegam. But Yerushalayim things in Yerushalayim are not mitam benegam. Om Rav Yehuda ani lo shemati elamokoyim Mikdosh Bilvad. I only heard Mokim Mikdosh Bilvad is not Makabel Tumma. Habotik Nesiyos Ubotim Midrashois Mitamim Binagom. Habotik Nesiyos and Botim Midrashois are Mitamim Binagom as Mashma. Besides Mokim Mikdosh, everything else is Mitamim. Va'afagav the Krochim, even though they are Krochim, still it's Mitamim Binagom. So the Kash is, we said that big cities are not Mitamim Binagom. Here it's Mashma. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only place that is not Metam Benegom is Mokam HaMikdosh, the base of Mikdosh, but everything else is Metam. V'afagav l'krachan, even though it's cities, like part of Yerushalayim. And for the Gemara, no. You know what Mokam Mikdosh means? Eima, Om Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati ala Mokam Mekudosh Bilvad. That any place that's a Mokam Mekudosh does not have the parasha of Negom. And what he means is that any Mokam HaKodesh, since, like I say, it's a big city, the shul you don't know belongs to, and the Beis HaMikdash also, since all the Shvatim paid for it, like Rashi says, that all the Shvatim paid for the Beis HaMikdash, therefore all those type of things, there's no Din Mezuzah. So the Gemara is sticking with this halacha that the Krochim of big cities, the shul of big cities, not Metame Benegam. It's Mashma over here, the fear of Yehuda, only Mokam Mikdash is not, no, it's Mokam HaKodesh, anything is Mokam HaKodesh, which everyone owns, is not Metame Benegam. Now, we see in this Braisa Machlekes, is Yerushalayim, houses in Yerushalayim is Matam Benegom. The Tanakam holds it's not, and who holds it is. What's the beer of Machlekes? What's the beer of Machlekes that a house in Yerushalayim is not Matam Benegom? What is Matam Benegom? What's the beer of Machlekes? Michael Mifki, what's the Machlekes? Tanakam is Zavar. Tanakam holds Yerushalayim, Loynes Chalak Lashvatim. We'll see this Machlekes Tanoim if we know the whole Eretz Yisrael was split up different Shvatim. What about Yerushalayim? So according to Tanakam, Yerushalayim was not split up to the Shvatim. It belonged to all the Shvatim. And therefore, there's no Negam because it's not called your private Achuzah, your private property. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Yerushalayim is not the Shvatim. Yehuda holds only Mokam Mekudosh is not Metam Ben Negaim, but everything Yerushalayim is, everything else is. So he holds Yerushalayim was a Chalakal Shvatim. So it's Mechalakas of Yehuda and Tanakam of Yerushalayim is Chalakal Shvatim. And the Gemara is bringing the first Mechalakas Tanayim about this. Oflukta Dehayin Tanayim. And it's the Mechalakas of the following Tanayim. The Tanayim, into the Braisa. Ma hayo bechalka shal Yehuda. What was in the Chalak of Yehuda? We know around Yerushalayim was Chalak Yehuda and Binyamin. So what was in Chalak shal Yehuda? Then this Tana obviously holds, coming up, holds the Chalakal Shvatim. What was the Chalak? Like the Braisa says, first, what was the Chalak of Yehuda? Harabayis, the Harabayis that was in Yehuda's section of Eretz Yisrael. Halishkois, which is the different rooms that were around the Azara, Ba'azarais, which means the Azara as Noshim, as Yisrael, as Kanim. What was in the Chelik of Yom? Which part of the Beis Mikdash? The Ulam, which is the structure in front of the Hechel, or Beis Kodesh Kadoshim, that was all in the Yom's Chelik. Now, the Mizbeach was like the in-between point, because the Hechel belonged to, and the Ulam belonged to Beyamin, then you have the Azaras belonged to Yehuda. What about the Mizbeach HaChitzon? So the Mizbeach HaChitzon was mostly in Binyamin, besides for one corner, which was the southeastern corner of the base of the Mizbeach, that was in Yehuda's Chelek, just that little Amma, and therefore there was no Yisoid over there. A little Ritzua went out of the Ezra's Kahanim into the place where the Mizbeach was. Now went into Chalka Shal B'Yamin. The Mizbeach was Bani on that. So that means the B'Yamin had most of the Mizbeach, one corner, one Amma, belonged to Yehuda, and therefore Taka didn't make a Yisoy there. That belonged to Yehuda. And B'Yamin had Tzadik and Mitztar Alayla, B'Alawach Al Yoyim. And bothered B'Yamin had Tzadik very, very much that his one little part of his Mizbeach was missing, and it wasn't in his chelik. Shenema, choyfif alav kol hayoyim, which means, Rashi says, choyfif means he's scratching himself, like it bothered him. He was in tzar every day that this wasn't in his chelik. And lefikach, zocha b'yamin atzadik, v'nasa ushpazicha on legevura. And therefore, b'yamin atzadik was zaycha at the aron was in his chelik. Shenema was venk seifa of shachain. Stumped the question what came for the chicken or the egg over here. So it sounds like this, that originally Hashem was only giving the Mizbeach, where the Kabbanas are, Yikashtos, where the Pesukim says, Yichalak Shalal by B'yom, which means the Bekachim, it means by Yaakov's Bracha, it says that B'yom is the Eiv Yitrov, and here it says, what it means is, that those Pesukim, is that he's going to eat, B'yom is the Eiv Yitrov, from a Beiker Yechal Ad, V'lev Yichalak Shalal, and Rashi explains, it means he eats the Kachim, so that's the Mizbeach. So originally always in his bayah, but since he bothered him, the little Ritzuah, Hashem said, you know what, I'm going to give you even the Oren, the Kbeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's Zachar B'yam HaTag, Nasa Shpizich and LeGevura. Shneva Venk Seifav Shachin. So HaKaponim, Ad Kana Braisa, so what do you see from this Braisa? Besides, it gives you a very comprehensive look on the Beis Mikdash, who belonged to Yehuda, B'yamin, but we see from here, it was Chalkel Shvatim. So this Tana holds, the Chalkel Shvatim, that's like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there are Negoim in Yerushalayim. Which Tana is that? It's not Nischak L'Shvatim. And the following Tana, the high Tana, saw Yerushalayim loin Nischak L'Shvatim, that Yerushalayim was not split up L'Shvatim. The Tana went in a Braisa. Ein maskirim batim b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent out your home in Yerushalayim for money, because you don't really own it. You're just borrowing it yourself. V'she'ein Yerushalayim doesn't belong to them. The Ritva actually speaks out, it's only V'shas Oyla regularly can't do them. All year round they could. Ayin Shom. But upon them, you can't rent out your house in Yerushalayim because it doesn't belong to you. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Eimer, Af loy mitos. Even your bed you can't charge money for. Why? Because the thing under the property under your bed doesn't belong to you. Lefikach. Now, therefore, came of early regular time. Everyone came up to Yerushalayim, and people were getting free beds all over the place. Maisa, the owner of the house, probably felt a little bit, he wasn't so happy. And he said, you know, I want to get paid for this. Therefore, Masakin, Oiris Kadoshim, Oiris Kachim, the Oiris of the Kachim, Rashi says it means which Kachim means the Shalmei Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha, those Kabanas, who gets the skins? Balei Oshpazichnon, Noitlois Vezraya. The owners, the people who live, you know, the people who are hosting everyone, the host, they take it, they take the skins, Beschar, because they can't really charge Schar, but the Takana was, they get the skins. Akapano, you see from this bright, so that Yerushalayim was not as chalak l'shvatim. Omar Baye, Shmami no, Oyrech Aretz, even here, that it's the Derech Aretz, when someone goes to someone's house for Shabbos or for any time, le mishpak inesh gulfa, either to leave him a bottle of wine, or a mashchel shpechiza, or to give him a skin, give him a nice tablecloth, give him something as a gift. You see from here, this is the makar for giving a hostess gift when you go over to someone's house to stay there. So we came in now, the shul of a krachim is not metam benegom, but the shul of the kfarim are metam benegom. But the kfarim are metam benegom. You tell me like the shuls in the knesses in a kvar, in a darfel, in a small town, is metam benegom? It says in the Torah, and we dash like this, It only starts after you're kaivish, after they capture the land, do you have negon. But let's say you capture it, and you didn't split up to the shvatim. Even if you split up in the shvatim, but the families didn't get it yet. Now everyone recognizes their chelek. How do you know it's still not no negon? Has to be yuchad for you. And that comes to exclude those properties that are miyuchad. So what do you see? Kfarim is still not miyuchad. Even if you know it was 20 owners, not one owner, it's not miyuchad. We have to say back to the first teretz of the Gemara that a shul really does not have negam. The case that has negam, it has a base dira. It has a base dira, that's when it has negam. So, what's the halacha l'maisa when it comes to shuls regarding a mezuzah? So, in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Pei Vav, there are two times in the Siman that he speaks about a shul. The first time is Reish Pei Vav Sif Gimel. There, the Mechaber says, Beis HaKnesses, Im Yesh Boi Dira L'Shum Adam, a Beis HaKnesses that has a house in it, attached to it for any person, Chayiv Mezuzah. Hagah, Dr. Ramav, and Beis Dira Ba'azara, Shveres HaKnesses, Hazara Chayiv Ezra Chayiv Spatah. If it's separate from the shul, and it's nothing to do with the shul, then you don't need not Chayiv Mezuzah in the Beis HaKnesses. It has to be that you have to go through the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis Dira. But if not, it's not Chayiv and Mezuzah at all. So that's what Sif Gimel says, a shul is part of a Mezuzah. That's the Beis HaKnesses. Zokta Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Vav Sif Yud Beis HaMedrash part of Mezuzah. Then Yesh Boi Pesach Shirog Alotzis Boi LeBeisoi Chayiv Mezuzah Boi Isse Pesach. If it has a Pesach that you go to your house, Chayiv Mezuzah. Yesh Oimrim Shir Beis HaMedrash Chayiv Mezuzah. V'nochon Lochosh L'Debrayim. Since some people say that it's a Medrash is Chayiv Mezuzah, V'nochon Lochosh L'Debrayim Avalo Yibarach Alah. But you shouldn't make a bracha. What's Pshat Beis HaMedrash is different. Here it says Yesh Oimrim Zokta Shach. The Shach says that the Beis Medrash, Kivin Shetamidim Yoishim Boim, Boik Vad Erev, Daim Lodir. The people sit there the whole day. Beis HaKnesses, people came with the shul, Davin Shachas, Menchamar, that's it. But Beis HaMedrash sit the whole day, Yichayiv Mezuzah, and therefore, it says, Avalo Yivarach, you shouldn't make a bracha, because it's Machlokes like Rishonim, really, you shouldn't make a bracha. And that's the minig that most of our Batik Lesias are Batik Medrashis, besides maybe embroilers. But usually our things are people learn the whole day. Therefore, they put up a mezuzah, but it does not need a bracha. It does not need a bracha because that's what we pass on Shulchan Aruch. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Now we finished Hilchos Mezuzah. Pashlam of Hilchos. You have to look at Maseches Menachos. But now we're going to go back to the Yom Kippur, the Avodas Yom Kippur. It says that we've appeared another kohen. Why? Because the kohen might become tamei, and we have to have another kohen prepared to take over. Zok to Gemara. Pshitas, what's Pashit? That if Irabai Psalach is, when a Kayan Gadol becomes a Gadol, you have to make a Chinuch. You have to make him into a Kayan Gadol. You have to mechanach him. How do you do that? So the Gemara said before that you have to Ribui Begadim and you do Shemin HaMishcha. Now, as I'm reading this Gemara, Ribui Begadim is not enough just to put on extra Begadim. You have to do Avoido with those Begadim. Just putting on Begadim is not enough. You have to do Avoido with the Begadim. So Pshita, Irabai Psul Kohen Tom Shal Shachar. Let's say the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei before Tom Shal Shachar. You got to bring a new Kohen Gadol. So how you mechanachim? Mechanachim Oysoi. So the Tosh Shalom speaks out here, we're going in the second base Mikdash, you didn't have Shemna Mishcha. All you have is Ribu Begadim. So what do? Mechanachim Oysoi with Tom Shal Shachar. You tell the Kohen Gadol, do the Tom Shal Shachar with the Shemayna Begadim. So he has Ribu Begadim. The halacha is that a kohen gadol wears 8 begadim, but on Yom Kippur, the certain avodas, the avodas hayoyim, the avodas of Yom Kippur, do it 4 begadim, not with 8 begadim. So if he does with 4 begadim, he's not nicker, he's a kohen gadol. So, but Tamid was done with the 8 begadim. So mechanach moiz tamid shal shachar, ela irabai psul achat tamid shal shachar, but if it becomes tamid after tamid shal shachar, now you want to appoint a new kohen gadol, b'ma mechanach moiz said, how do you make him into a kohen gadol? Because there's no, you can't just put on the Shemayna Begadim, because you have to avoid with the Shemayna Begadim, and there's no avoid to do. What do you do? Amar Avada Bahava Ba'avneit. The Kohen Gadol who does the next avoid with his 4 Begadim, he's wearing an avneit that's different than a Kohen headed all year round, because he's wearing an avneit made of butz of linen, and that's it. So Gemara says, That means you hold that the avnet of a kohen hedyot is the klayim type of avnet, like the kohen gadol. We had a machlokes before. What's the avnet of a kohen hedyot? Is it a klayim like a kohen gadol's all year round avnet, or is it made out of linen like a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur's avnet? So here it says that you mechanech him by wearing the avnet of a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, which is different than a kohen hedyot all year round. So honich lemandi yom avnet she kohen gadol zeu avnet she kohen hedyot. That's good if you hold the avnet of a kohen gadol, which is kalayim, is the avnet of a kohen hedyot all year round. It's kalayim, and it comes out now on Yom Kippur when he's doing the next avoda, which is the avodas hayoyim. He's doing it with a linen garatel, so it looks like he's a kohen gadol because no a kohen hedyot never wears a garatel. But if you learn the belt of the Kohen Gadol is not the belt of the Kohen Hedyot, it means the belt of the Kohen Hedyot all year round. It's made out of linen. So now the Kohen Gadol is doing avodah now with a regular full-fledged outfit of a Kohen Hedyot. So where do you see his Kohen Gadol? Where is Yichal? Where is the chinuch that he becomes Kohen Gadol? What you should do is, after the Talmud, before you start by Zayim, put on Shemayna Begadim, Loiva Shemayna, wear the Shemayna Begadim, Umahafich Betzinura, and turn over the meats on the Mizbeach, the Imurim on the Mizbeach, turn them over, the limbs on the Mizbeach, the fats, and by that, they're doing Avaida. Who says that's Avaida? Who could Rav Huna? Dam Rav Huna, Zar, Shafich Betzinura, Chayiv Misa, a Zar that turned over the Imurim Mizbeach is Chayiv Misa, so therefore, that since Chayav Misa must be Avoida, but Avoida, the child to have chinuch by wearing the Shemayna Begadim. That's one Eitzah. One Eitzah is that you turn over the Emurim on his back. Rav Papa has different Eitzah. Because remember, you need Avoida over here. So Rav Papa Omar, Avoidosoy Minchat Chalchosoy. What he means to say, like Rashi explains, is who's allowed to do Avoida in Kippur? Only the Kohen Gadol. So by him doing any Avoida, that's saying, I am a Kohen Gadol. Usually, all year round, if he does avoda without the shemayna, you know, without keeping on the kohen hedyot begadim, there wouldn't be any chinuch because he could be doing it as a kohen hedyot. But on Kippur, where only kohen gadol is allowed to do avoda, so therefore it must be he must be the kohen gadol. That alone would be mechanechim. Where do you find avoda alone could do chinuch? Milay tanya kol hakelim she'asa Moshe, all kelim that Moshe made, all the kelim in the Mizbikdash, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, Mashiachasam Mikdash Asam, the Mashiachasam is Mikdash, the Kam Veilach, Avodasam Mikdash Asam, doing Avoida with them is Mikdash them. Hachinam, here also, Avoida Mikdash Asam, the Avoida with Mikdashim, Dafka Yom Kippur is possible, because Yom Kippur, the Avoida has to be done Dafka only with the Kohen Gadol, not with the Kohen Hedyot. So that he's doing Avoida Siyoyim is alone will tell us that he is a Kohen Gadol.